Well, how old was I? Maybe five? Four?
The middle of the 19th. You were born in 34.
Yeah, so I remember my mother's curtain stretchers. She used to wash her own curtains and put them on big curtain stretchers. Uh-huh. I remember that. That is about the only thing I remember.
Do you remember your curtain stretchers in the Depression?
Yes, I sure do.
What do you remember about the Depression?
Let me see. I'm trying to think.
Grandpa, was he working? Did he keep his job, or what did he do?
He was in business. He never had much money.
Well, I remember that I would go downtown to Grandpa's office. He worked for Mountner Brothers Belt Company, and they made belts for women's coats. And during the Depression, they quit putting belts on the coats, and there were signs all over the factory, you've got to lobby for the coat manufacturers to design their coats to put belts on them. Otherwise, they would go out of business. Rothmore Coats was the big coat manufacturer.
You used to talk about you would go to your father's house.
I wasn't aware, you know, I was never aware that we may not have had enough to eat, but Grandma would go to her father's delicatessen.
You'd take a dime and go on the streetcar.
And bring home groceries.
So you would have something to eat.
So we'd go every Friday night for dinner, and she would bring home groceries, she said.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, a lot of times.
You know, other than that, I was oblivious, basically.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, what was I? I was born in 29,
yeah,
right, so before the crash.
Right.
So for the first few years, I was oblivious. I mean, we never did very much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a big deal when we went to the Huddle to have dinner. I don't know how often, once every 2-3 months. But every Friday night, we would go to the grandparents, and that was basically all we did. And so there was always a big crowd in the dining room around the table. And everybody would sit and eat, and Grandpa sat at the head of the table and had his schnapps.
Right.
And everybody else would be through eating, and he was still eating his soup because he ate very slowly.
Grandpa would take the pepper, and he would turn the pepper upside down on his food. And just let all the pepper come out.
I don't remember.
Audio collage.
Produced by Third Grade Audio.